Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The sour stomach feeling that we're getting from White Sox baseball right now is hard to... You can't really quantify it, and it's hard to categorize right now because it's a combination of dissatisfaction, disappointment, righteous anger, and helplessness that makes it this really disquieting place to be. And you could feel it in the crowd. There's a whole lot of fascinating psychology going on with some of these White Sox crowds right now. Big crowds! Big weekend crowds on gorgeous days! This should be the salad days of a baseball team. This weekend... These home day games against a beatable opponent, like a replacement level opponent, that park, the food there is amazing. Everything there is so great. The experience there, everything but your relationship with the team. That's what hurts so bad. And that's what underpins. Everyone's trying. We're trying to care about our team. They really...
I appreciate that.
You can feel it. You can feel it. That is palpable. This desire to have the bad and stupid end and just get not as bad and not as stupid. Give us something. Just give us something. Something to hang our hat on. That crowd can't wait. Crook, even My prediction of Jake Berger becoming a folk hero is starting to come into full effect until he kicks the ball somewhere. But there's a little bit of that. It's like, okay, now. All right, now. That 5-run lead, right? You're up 5-0. Okay, here we go. Win a series now. You get some bum opponents in here and start stacking some wins. You're only 4 games out in the loss column still, even though you're solidly in third place and only projected to win like 80 games or something like that. Now, but still, at some point... Show that 83 record again. Don't show the 84 record, but show that 83 record again. It's just let's get something started here. That crowd is ready for it. Everyone, and I do think that there are times where a crowd in a building is not necessarily emblematic of the crowd writ large. This is one of those times where I really think that White Sox fandom at those games has been terrific and has been when they're walking out. When they're booing, what they're saying, there is a connection right now between people like, you know, I got these tickets. This is a beautiful days in the middle of June. Should be the best time for a team that was supposed to win 95 games. This should be the best time. And the White Sox are ruining our good time. They're spoiling it. And we can have Jason Benetti and Steve Stone jousting with their churros all we want and having all these lovely times. And no, that's not a metaphor. And to have all of these the terrific times in the booth and the fabulous giveaways and food items and everything else that's going on at that park right now, which looks great and sounds great. But little things around the edges, little things are just, you can hear the grumbling. You can hear the harumphing. You can hear the moaning. You can feel the here we go again.
Yep.
When they tied it up at 6, you go down 6-3 because Ruiz gives up a bomb. And all of a sudden, oh, it's like, all right, great. It's 6-3, we're done. But you know what? They weren't done. And they rallied. And they rallied, and they were there. We were there. Everybody watching, everybody involved was still there, still here. And I know Steve Stone's trying his damnedest to get everybody rallied and everybody still feel good. It's so hard. It shouldn't be this hard to feel good about your team. But too many decisions have been made to make everything feel sour, and it sucks. It sucks. It sucks to root for a dumb team that loses dumb games in dumb ways. It stops being fun or funny after a while. And you're that 5-0 lead, and to have that squandered, like, all right, well, great, we'll get him tomorrow. And then Kopech, ow, he's out again. Great. And they did rally. And here comes Cueto. That dude, the indefatigable fat, who can come in and throw you 5 innings, a 3-run ball, get you nearly a quality spot start, a de facto quality spot start almost for that guy. All right, I guess I'll pitch. Does like a Bartolo Colon and, you know, just gets out there and just starts hucking it. So give that guy his due. Give that guy his due. Say what you want about him. But that guy deserves a big hug from everybody for doing what he's doing. It's not great. Doesn't have a whole lot left. That's a guy balling. He said, ow, my leg, ow, my arm, ow, my this, ow, my that. He's probably hurting too. He gets out there and does that, and they tie it up, only to lose it again, and then make the final out for no good reason at third base. It sucks rooting for a dumb team. When you know for a fact that they are at a disadvantage to even a lesser opponent because their manager's so overwhelmed all the time. It gets sad. It gets really sad. And I don't feel bad for Tony La Russa. And it's just, if I did actually think Tony La Russa was a more sympathetic figure, it would be a lot more sad than it is. I feel terrible for White Sox fans who were invested in a rebuild and watched all these trades get made and watched what they got in return for Eaton and for Sale and for everything that they did and say, hey, maybe this and maybe that. And now whatever the Kopech thing is, this, it's like Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood without the success. At least Pryor had the 18-6 year when he was getting everybody out. Kerry Wood brought a lot of joy for a while. This is like that without any of it. A little bit of a tease here, and like, well, he had this much rest or too much rest or trust his stuff or didn't trust his stuff. It's not supposed to be like this. It's not supposed to be like this. Not right now. And this sports city's got nothing. Sports city's got nothing. It was supposed to be the White Sox were it. The White Sox were this year, these projections, this team, young players under contract. And I know the injuries are part of it. But don't look now. Look at Danny Mendick's number since Tim Anderson went out. Look at that. You don't give me Tim Anderson's injury right now. Since Tim Anderson's gone out, and this is Patrick Nolan from Sox Machine, since the injury, Mendick's slashing .326, .354, .478. 48 plate appearances, only struck out 5 times. So don't give me Tim Anderson's injury right now. Mendick's playing way over his head. Help keep you above water and help keep you in some of this stuff. Sorry. It's not supposed to work like this, and it's not fair. And to hear the reactions of the crowd and the way it kind of seeps into stuff and it seeps into the broadcast. Although I'm getting a little more worried that the broadcast is going to filter out some of that. How about NBC Sports Chicago in their replay of the Thursday game removing the 1-2 intentional walk and the ensuing reactions? Flat removing it. Flat taking it out. That's Soviet stuff.
The yada, 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 the biggest moment of the game.
And a memorable moment of the Tony La Russa experience, all timer. You don't do that. You don't do that. And these things, the recovery takes time. Just as Marquis is going to take time recovering from their misstep of editing out their sports writer show and saying, well, it's someone who was a lower-level employee who made a decision, and now we know better, and we're going to make up for it, and you can do all the right things after. But it doesn't change the environment that allowed that to happen. It doesn't change that environment, and that's really rankled me, the fact that NBC Sports Chicago did that. Really rankled me. They said, well, just take it out like it never happened. Come on. You know better. You think people aren't going to notice? Whoever makes that decision and whoever gets that decision approved, time constraints my ass. I don't know what you think you're going to accomplish by doing that. But the environment that allowed someone to do that and think that was okay is a little scary. Because you wonder, what else haven't we seen? What else have we been told that maybe hasn't been properly represented that is being hidden from us? If that would be attempted to be hidden, just take it out, because people won't remember that it happened. We're all watching. We're all seeing it. We're all experiencing it together. And the feelings right now, the emotions of going through this disappointment are palpable. They're palpable for everyone who's in the park. Wherever we're watching, however we're looking at the body language of the post-game show, we're going to get into some. We have a ton of sound to get to. Hearing from the people involved, hearing from the people who have opinions on it for a living, we're going to get to all of it. And we're also going to talk to Ian Happ next about the Cubs and their weekend of misfortune and his ongoing success. Ian Happ almost hit for the cycle yesterday. He's playing great. His team is not. We'll talk about all of it next on The Score.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.